Well, speaking of calling your number, Apple has debuted its iPhone 15 and iPhone 15 Pro. We'll talk a little bit about that a little later in the show because we have got to get to our next guest. Friends of the show, for sure. We love these folks. And what better way to start off of a Wednesday morning with our friends from Max Abilities of York County. It is 7:12 here on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Morning, 65 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, the original. How about the free WRHI app? If you don't have the app, don't worry. Download it when you can. Take us on the go. You'll be in the know.
We also want to welcome those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as those on Facebook Live.
People use the word love a lot, and sometimes it loses its luster every now and then because you love this and you love that. But I promise you, when we say we love Max Abilities of York County, we truly love Max Abilities. Mm-hmm. We're so excited to have the executive director joining us, Michelle Schaefer. Good morning to you, Michelle.
Good morning. Good
morning.
And you brought a friend who's also a friend of the show.
I did. I brought the famous James Thompson with me.
He is. Wow. He's been a guest on this show. He's sent us information before when we couldn't think of something and it was on the tip of our tongue. So both great folks in our community. Well, Max Abilities of York County, it is to maximize abilities for individuals with special needs in York County. This is a very special week. This is National Direct Support Professionals Week. And Michelle, kind of explain what that is and maybe elaborate more about the mission of what Max Abilities is all about.
Sure. Well, over the last 8 or so years, there's been trade agencies that have selected a week, and across the great country, we celebrate the folks who provide direct supports to people who have various needs in our community. And these are the folks that are taking them out to learn how to grocery shop and helping them learn how to make their bed or to get a job. All of the various things, because we provide very individualized services to folks. And these folks are the experts in what that person needs. And they figure out a way to help them grow and to become as independent as they want to be and as they possibly can be. And we feel at Max Abilities that's the whole mission. They live that mission every day, maximizing abilities. It's not just a mashup, which aren't you best somebody my age can say mashup? they just do tremendous work, and it flies under the radar. To get somebody from where they are to where they want to be, you don't always see that. It's not something you can put on a spreadsheet or show on a bottom line somewhere. It's because you're investing in a person. And making them what they want to be in their lives. And that just takes somebody that has a heart to help. And we just want to shout from the rooftop that we are convinced we have the best, 200 plus employees that do this direct support job every single day. And we just take the opportunity to celebrate all of our staff. So we actually call it a staff appreciation week. So we do special events every day just to, take that time to say thank you for all the great work that you do.
We should say Max Abilities is a nonprofit, so you rely on the generosity of others. And what a beautiful relationship that you all help to create and form those bonds. James, you are among those that go out in the community with friends. And talk a bit about the relationship you have with these individuals and what that relationship is like.
Overall, for me, it's year 26, but year 20 at Max Abilities. And it's a bond. They are family. And so you had an opportunity to pour into individuals that might not see their full capability, but you're able to allow them to see that full circle. And when you see the joy on their face and their spirits when they talk and how excited they are to learn different things and be in different places and understand that you are special, that you're not just somebody that's just here. You are a part of this community and you bring a special gift. And to know that your gift is individualized and then, be able to pour into our individuals, go different places and teach them things that they can apply to their lives. That's what makes it special.
Do you have the same VIP? I like to call them VIPs. Is that okay?
It's great.
Love it. Do you have the same VIP? Do you check in with them daily? How does that relationship work?
Well, I started out in residential, but now I'm able to be at the day program. And, you know, I have opportunity to take them out in the community every day and do different things. And so I see them just as much as their families do. I deal with more individuals out of the community, but I also deal with some residential folks as well. And to see them when we go different places, and you might not have had that opportunity, given that, you know, your family might not get out like that. So we have the opportunity to be able to do those things. And I see the natural reaction of going to a Miracle Park or going to the mall or even just going out to all of our community parks. See, a lot of them have not visited. And so when they have the opportunity to do that, it's just amazing to be able to get the most natural reaction and to understand that you have impacted their day just by spending time and teaching them something that they may not have, you know, thought about or really applied to their life.
Boy, Michelle, you really explained it so well. That kind of relationship is not recordable, so to speak. It's better told and seen and shared. It's you can't write it down on a spreadsheet. I mean, that is such a well-said phrase. Are you looking for more folks like James? If so, what does that person need to embody? Like, what makes for a great staff professional with Max Abilities?
I think the number one quality that we look for is just a person that's open to new experiences, that likes people. That is, you know, not afraid of giving of themselves. You can't pull out of somebody else unless you're willing to pour into them.
That's so good.
And so we look for that person that has that heart. And there are a lot of folks out there that really don't even realize that that's what they're meant to do until they give it a shot. That was me. I did it as a volunteer in college. And I'm like, I have this degree over here, but I really like this over here.
It's a calling. This sounds like this is a calling. This is the true definition of having a servant's heart. I mean, this is definitely, like, you know, what James said, it was so well said, you know, that, and what you just said about, you know, you can't receive back if you don't pour into someone else. And this is truly a beautiful thing. And it's someone's job, you know, it's your job.
That's what I tell folks when I talk to new orientees that come in. I'm like, where else can you get paid to go to the movies, to go to the mall, to go to the park, to hang out with some of the best people you're ever going to meet? The folks that we work with, the thing that you'll learn, the folks we support give us way more than we give them. They have pure hearts. They have pure intentions. And what you see is what you get. There's not that subterfuge you have to, you know, muddle through that you have with other folks. You know, if they don't like something, they're just going to say, hey, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
I find that refreshing. I have kind of taken that personality on over the years. And you're just some of the best people that you're ever going to meet.
Love it.
I like, Michelle, you're using a lot of SAT words today. We've got a lot of families that listen as they're dropping their kids off. So kudos to you front.
My mom told me she paid for all those big
ones. That's right.
You finally can use them now on Palmetto Mornings. Oh, man. Tyler Cupp, friend of the show, James, was just bragging on you, saying you really help Max Abilities and you help with Toys for Happiness. It's a big part of what you all do. And that's just fantastic. We know behind the scenes what kind of volunteers we need to put that on. So the fact that you all are able to pour into that as well, gosh, what a wonderful thing.
Well, and isn't that a great kind of full circle moment for the folks that we support? Yeah. What James is teaching them is sometimes you receive and sometimes you give.
You have to give too.
Boy. All right. So I know we're pushing up against a break. So Michelle, tell folks about what Savor the Flavor, where people can learn more about Max Abilities and help out the nonprofit if maybe they can't yet be a part of your team, but they still want to help Max Abilities.
Sure. We have a fundraising entity, the York County Disabilities Foundation, and they put on a big fundraiser every year. And it's really just like a taste of the town called Savor the Flavor. So you can buy a ticket. You can come out and have a wonderful evening of, you know, tasting different chefs' creations, having a little wine, having a little beer, if that's your thing, having a little Coke, if that's my thing. And what your money is going to do is pay for things like summer camps for individuals who can't afford to pay for them, respite care for people who don't have a funding source for services. It helps for us to do things like our DSP Appreciation Week because of the way we're funded. We can't use that money for staff incentives, which you in a business world mm-hmm. like today, that's a real mm-hmm. challenge. So that that money helps us to say thank you to folks that are doing the day-to-day work.
Okay, the date?
October 12th at the White Home. If you would like to get ticket information, you can go to our website, maxabilities.org. If you would like to participate as a vendor or as a sponsor, you can get that information on the website as well.
Michelle, James, thank you so much. Get out there, support Maxabilities of York County, as this is National Direct Support Professionals Week, and they brought us a goodie bag.
They sure did.
Full of all kind of goodies. So thank you so much. We love you all and believe in your mission, and yes. Glad to hear so many great stories of some amazing people in our community.